Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor, your front row seat for the collapse of society. I am Joker, your humble host, and today we're going to be talking about a bunch of different stuff. Thank you for those for the suggestions of my intro. I don't even care anymore. I'm just going to talk. And also, before I forget, I am not a financial advisor, so when I talk about money things, don't listen to me. This is just stuff that I see. But as you can see here, let me pull up my web page here. As you can see, society's been pushing for a bunch of weird stuff over the last year or two. I'm going to talk about some of them today, and I'm going to tell you why I think 2021 is going to be an S show. It's going to be a crap show, even worse than 2020. And it's not to make you feel bummed out about it, because I know you're probably already bummed out about it, but it's to so you guys can prepare, or at least kind of have an idea of what's coming. And I'm not predicting anything. I'm just going to show you some trends of things that I've seen over the last year or two. And one of the interesting things, I'm not going to get into politics deeply, but one of the things that is interesting is that some stories will get published, some won't. Some things can go on Twitter. Some things are allowed on Twitter, and some things aren't. Some things are allowed on Facebook, and some things aren't. And what makes it acceptable or not acceptable is what the narrative that media and the rest of these companies say is okay to push, that it's okay to talk about. Like, we can talk about certain things, and that's fine. But if you talk about other things, that's not fine. And how this relates to us guys out there is that if you are a man that speaks out and say, I don't like the way things are going because of X, or I look at things and I like things to be more traditional. I like the traditional family, or I like when people are hired based on their merit and their skill, not by a subset of who they are, who they identify as, and everything else. That kind of talk is removed from social media. Guys going their own way, which is actually men doing their own thing. I can't even say that because YouTube has a filter and that will flag things. And same thing when you type in the letters M and then you type in other letters like G and T and O and W all in succession and do a search on YouTube. Most of what you'll find is negative. You don't find positive videos about it. Why? Because they're removed or they're flagged or they're shadow banned, or the channels that put them up are demonetized, which is why I decided to call my channel a Bachelor channel. And also because I delve a little bit into dating and that kind of thing too. But all of a sudden, what happens to the people that aren't allowed to speak? Do they change their mind? Do they magically just say, well, you know something, since this is banned, it's wrong think. I guess I can't think about this anymore, so I'm just going to change my mind. No, that doesn't happen, and it doesn't matter, no matter what it is that's being removed from social media. People don't just change their minds because they're not allowed to talk about it anymore in friendly spaces. It drives them underground. It makes them find their own places to talk, and it doesn't allow sunshine to disinfect the talk. And this is happening both in the women's, womenist, thank you, Coach Greg Adams, for that phrase, womenist or girl power advocates. It happens in those circles where women can say anything bad about guys, and that's fine. As a matter of fact, it's praised. But when guys say something that may not be looked at in a good light for women, it's either shushed or it's removed or it's silenced. Well, those guys don't change their minds miraculously. And it's the same thing. It's the old expression, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. But if you somehow knock the horse senseless, drag it up to water and throw it in the water, and you say, look, the horse is drinking because look how much water it's in. No, that's an unconscious horse that is floating in water. It's not drinking anything. As a matter of fact, you probably just took it out. Well, the same thing goes when these companies are trying to shush some language and only let others prevail. And what's happening is it's steering the culture in a very weird, odd, not okay direction. And I'm going to talk about a lot of these articles tonight. And the other thing is that you get what you ask for by silencing rational thought, or what some of us consider rational thought, and propagating this other weirdness. Well, people are going along with it, and we're going to talk about this. So first article I have here, this is a little bit about the finance world and why I think I'm a little bit worried and this has nothing to do with removing certain talk or anything, but there's things called zombie companies, and there are more than 2 million U.S. jobs that work for zombie companies. Zombie companies are ones that are not profitable, and they're surviving based on debt. But as soon as that debt gets called, they collapse, and that's going to be 2 million people that are going to be unemployed. That is probably coming here very soon, especially with all the money we're giving away. 66% of all money ever created in the United States has been printed in the last year. That's going to be inflation and hyperinflation. And, you know, what may be worth $100,000 today may be only worth, it may cost you $300,000 to buy tomorrow. So it's, our economy is kind of goofed up. But interestingly enough, the stock market's at its almost all-time high. The two don't correlate. You know, Yelp was talking about 60% of all businesses registered on Yelp are going to be closed permanently. That's 60% because of all the lockdowns and everything else. 60% of these companies are closed permanently. Yet again, stock markets are at an all-time high. Yet we're printing money. The most money ever, 66% of money, like I said, printed this year. Now, I'm not a financial expert. I cannot tell you where this is going. But something doesn't add up when you look at all of this. These zombie companies that are still somehow surviving when they're in debt and they don't have enough money that if to pay not only pay back their debt, but if they didn't keep getting loans, they wouldn't survive. And again, this is just in the U.S. So how is this all happening? Yet everybody's like, everything's fine. I should have the little meme here of the dog sitting in the burning room. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Nothing to see here. Something that doesn't add up. So I think there's going to be some financial instability coming up for the next year. I wanted to get that out there while I was thinking about it. That's not really the point. So here I have a screenshot from The Economist. Now, The Economist used to be something that you would read for international business and trading, but they've gotten on the woke bandwagon, you see. And the headline they tweeted here is, "Women are superior." They just are. You know, you're a woman, says Cyrene, a 15-year-old from Denver. Now, a 15-year-old is not, you wouldn't at least traditionally think she's not involved in the womanist, the girl power movement, movement. But here she is, and she's 15, saying women are superior. They just are. You know, you're a woman. And this is in, the link leads to an article titled "Awesome, Weird, and Everything Else." Now, if you ever want a litmus test on where society is, change the words. If this said, "Men are superior, they just are, you know, you're a man," says Bobby, a 15-year-old from Denver, they'd be like, "Oh, patriarchy, what is going on in Denver? What are they teaching these kids in school? We need to investigate this." But since it was a girl saying this, and again, I've never said men are superior. I've never said it, not on this channel. I haven't. Not anywhere on public record, I haven't. I'm just saying that. But if someone were to say women are superior, stunning and brave, you're strong. I thought equality was the whole thing we were working towards. And again, litmus test. Replace women with men on this. Would it float? No. They would remove it from the internet. But this is allowed to stay and is promoted. That tells you what direction we're going. My next article. This is kind of where I got my idea for the thumbnail tonight, which is society asked for it. You wanted it. Well, you got it. A man legally changes from a man to a woman to get cheaper car insurance. And this is a report by Natalie O'Neill. With the New York Post. And this is on several different places. So it's not just one like clickbait type article. It's in many different places. But here's the thing. When you say, hey, you are what you identify as, that's it. Okay. So if I decide to identify as a 6'2" linebacker that played for Kansas State, do I get to do that? Does that count? What about I want to identify as, I'm 48. What if I want to identify as a 36-year-old trans black woman? Is that okay? And when they say, well, no, it's not. But what if I really feel like that? You don't know my feelings. You don't know how I really feel about it. I really feel like that's me. And when they say, well, yeah, I guess that's okay. Well, this guy says he felt like a woman. So what did he do? A Canadian man lied to a doctor? No, he didn't. I got to stop you right there. No, he didn't lie to a doctor. He told the doctor what he meant. A Canadian man told a doctor to change the gender on his birth certificate, all to save some dough on car insurance, according to a report on Monday. He said, "I'm a man 100%, but legally I'm a woman." The Alberta resident, identified only as David, told the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, "I have taken advantage of a loophole." David, 24, called an insurance company last year for a quote on a new Chevrolet Cruze he planned to buy and learned he'd be charged $1,100 less per year if he was a woman, he told the outlet. "I was pretty angry about that, and I didn't feel like getting screwed over anymore. So I asked them to change me from male to female on my auto policy, and a rep was like, 'We can't do that. We need a government document that'll state that's what you are.'" He said, so it's pretty simple. I just basically went in for a doctor's appointment, and he said, "I want to identify as a woman," and the doctor wrote him a letter. He went in, government officials changed the paperwork. He now was a woman by legally. And so he called and he saved $91 a month, according to the report. He saved $91 a month on his car insurance. He said, I didn't do it to point out how easy it is to change genders. He said, I didn't do it to criticize or be critical of anybody. He said, I just did it to change and save money. In June, officials in Alberta scrapped the doctor's note requirement and began adults to declare them as M, F, or X for non-binary. So, and it says here, men under age 25 are more at risk of getting into car accidents for being fools. And so that's why they switched it. Well, when you make this to where it's how I feel, this is going to happen. And the thing is, now, if he didn't admit to the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Network, or CBN, or whatever it is, the Canadian group, if he didn't admit he did this to just save a buck, and he said, "No, I really feel like that," as he's a bearded man with lipstick on and like my thumbnail that I have up. If that's the way that it's all about feelings now, people are going to take advantage of it. If were I to go apply for a college, can I now identify as a minority and a woman to save money or get a scholarship? But it's not about what's real, it's about perception. And this is where we start wading in dangerous waters. Got another one here I want to talk about. This is a cover of Cosmopolitan magazine from February of 2021. It says, "This is healthy. 11 women on why wellness doesn't have to be one size fits all." Wellness does not have to be one size fits all. I agree 100%. However, there is BMI, and they do have studies based on what is and is not healthy. And being exceptionally overweight is not healthy. But they put this out because it makes them feel good. You see, now, if I didn't go to the gym and I get flabby and I get unhealthy and I say, "But I'm healthy because I'm a shape that I'm happy to be," your heart doesn't care. Your cholesterol doesn't care. Type 2 diabetes doesn't care. But since we're promoting this, and you can't shame anybody for how they feel because feelings are real and feelings are matter, people are going to eat themselves into an early grave. I do not want this woman to die early. But if we keep promoting this, then we're going to make people unhealthy. But again, this is coming from February 2011. It's the upcoming cover for next month's article, and people are going to listen to this. And it's going to harm them. That's the issue I have. Let's move on. This is from the all-time awful female dating strategy from Reddit. And again, now this goes back to what I talked about. When men say stupid things, they should be called out for it. Hey guys, if we say something stupid, we should be called out for it, just the same as I make fun of women saying stupid things. But here's the thing. Do you know why it's so easy for me to find women saying stupid things? Because they're allowed to remain on social media. They're allowed to remain on Reddit. They're allowed to talk about all this crazy stuff, and it's readily available. But what happens when men talk about crazy things? They're called awful names, and they're removed from the internet. And like I said, that doesn't make the awful people go away. It just means that there's no sunlight to disinfect that awful talk. So it happens in the underground. But here, women are allowed to talk about this stuff, and it's, "Oh, you go, girl, brave and strong." Here's the article, or what she writes in FDS, Female Dating Strategy on Reddit. "Do not do this to yourself. Do not ever, ever feel guilty for taking a man's money." That money is akin to a safety net, and it is owed you. If you have any more reasons to not feel guilty for taking a man's money, please leave them below and help other women out there get the wake-up call they need. I, personally, wish I had realized or learned about these things sooner. Do not be me, the girl that had to kick herself after the fact and avoid getting used at all costs. By doing this, you're not only helping yourself, but you're setting a standard for how women should be treated worldwide. Yes, you are setting a standard for how women should be treated worldwide. Avoided. Completely avoided. Because if a guy says something like this, he's gone. He's vaporized from the internet. But when women do it, again, stunning and brave, proud, it's promoted. So a typical young man today, a typical guy today, sees this and says, holy crap, I need to avoid women. Now, were he to see a juxtaposing article that talks bad about women, he'd say, you know what, I don't like these guys. They talk bad about women. They put them down, they use them, they hurt women. I don't like guys like that. I don't want to be like him. And they see this article and they say, you know what, that's not right either. I don't want to be associated with someone like her. I have to find somewhere in the middle. But what happens when this is the kind of stuff that men only see? What happens when this is the only narrative that guys hear? Well, after being beaten over the head with it for years, guys say, you know what? I don't want to be part of this. I need to look for somebody that understands me. And they land up on channels like mine that talk about guys' issues. And there's a lot more that go a lot darker, a lot rougher, and a lot deeper, and say a lot meaner things about women. Now, I don't go that direction. I don't have hate in my heart. But what I do have is enough love for you guys out there and enough caring for you guys out there and the women that want to support good guys to say, ladies, unless you stop this stuff, unless you start calling this out, guys are only going to get fed one meal. And this is the meal that they're seeing. And they're saying, I keep pointing the wrong way. This is the meal that they get to see. And they go, because that's all they see anymore. And I'm going to bring up a bunch of examples again. Here's another one. Now, this is from Twitter. Let me be clear about this. This is from Twitter. And it was allowed to be left up. And this is from July of this year, so it's a little bit older. And someone redacted this. I found this on one of the guys' forums on Reddit. But it's, and I can't say the second word on this, but she says, you forcefully took advantage of me. I'm officially accusing you, and she's talking, replying to a guy. I'm officially accusing you of forcibly taking advantage of me. I expect your self-deletion by 7 p.m. tonight. Thanks for your cooperation. Let's read that second sentence again. I'm officially saying you forcefully took advantage of me. And I apologize for not being able to read the words, but you know what I'm talking about. And then she has to have a reply a little bit later on. Okay, before this goes further, I've actually never met this person, and I hope I hope never to. He blank has never touched me, and I pray he never will, and I hope he doesn't end himself to prove a childish point. He called me dumb, and I wanted to make a point. That's all. So sorry, and thank you. Let's go back to that second sentence. I'm officially saying you forcefully pushed yourself on me. But false stuff, that doesn't exist. Women don't say it just to say it. Oh, but they do, you see. And again, as a young man sitting here looking at this, they say, wow, this is allowed. This woman is a horrible person. Now, yes, there are articles out there that women are great, but there are no articles out there that men are great, or they're very few. They're few and far between. And again, the bad talk, the bad speech by men is removed. So the only thing guys see is this over and over and over again. They only get to see what the women say, the bad women and the good women. But they get to see what the bad women say. The bad men, they don't see because they're removed. And the good men, all they see is the women like this attacking good men. So everything that men are getting today, or everything that men get to see today, is negative. It's a negative spotlight on women. And it's when men do something bad, they're removed. And when men try to say something good, they're shushed. They're told they're part of the patriarchy. They're part of the system. You don't get it, man. Well, you're not going to show men this over and over and over again and have them come to a better place. No man's going to look at this and go, okay, I get it. Women are good. It just doesn't happen. Moving on. Now, this is a quote by Tom Hardy. Now, Tom Hardy, I'm not saying he's better or worse than any other Hollywood activist or woman or man that says anything else. I think they should all be ignored. But what I'm showing you this for is this is the top of the food chain. These are the guys that are the, quote, ones that all women want. He's good looking. He's athletic. He's an actor. He's successful. He's rich. These are the women these are the men that all the women want, supposedly. What does Tom Hardy say? Being alone for a while is dangerous. It's addicting. Once you see how peaceful it is, you don't want to deal with people anymore. Now, what about that young guy that's been looking at all these things saying women are amazing, women are superior, women are awesome, men bad? And then they see this by Tom Hardy and go, maybe he's onto something. And again, I'm not saying that all the guys out there see this, but over time, a theme, a message starts appearing to men. And then when they see this, it resonates with them. They say, you know something? Maybe this is the right way for me. Here's a photo and another quote, and this one's done by Henry Cavill. Again, now I'm a straight gentleman. I like the ladies. But if somebody could wave a magic wand and be like, who do you want to look like? I'd take a 28-year-old Henry Cavill. I'd take a 30, I'd take a 60-year-old Henry Cavill. Who are you talking about? He's, you know, the guy's in amazing shape. If you watch Man of Steel, he's tall, sharp blue eyes, nice full head of hair. Let me correct that. Hair, since I don't have any. But he says, now you really can't pursue someone further than no. It's like, okay, cool. But then there's the, oh, why'd you give up? And it's like, well, because I didn't want to go to jail. Again, guys are starting to get this theme that it's being pushed that guys, 20, and I said this in another video, I'll say it again, 25% of men in college thinks it's that you're harassing a woman by just asking for a date one time, asking for their number one time. These are men that are not in the dating market. And women can say, yeah, but they're the losers. All the winners are out there. Well, when the winners are 10 or 20% of men and the other 80% are invisible to you, you have 100% of women chasing against 20 or 10 or the top 5% men. That's going to leave 95% of women either being dumped, used, or never touched. That's what's coming. It's going to get worse. All right, moving on to the next one. Now, this is a story from this is a Craigslist. This is an old story from 2007. I believe it was actually in a newspaper print article. They say it's from Craigslist. The story's been around now for 13 years. So where its origin came from, I'm not sure. But the reason why it's hung around for 13 years is because of the theme of the story strikes true. So whether I'm saying it right now, because so many times I'll say this in a video and then I read comments and somebody says, yeah, but that wasn't true, dude. I get it. I'm saying now, maybe it's not true. I got it, guys. My point is this story is sticking around and it's the story that's resonating with men. Apparently this was written somewhere. She said, this is a woman writing, what am I doing wrong? Okay, I'm tired of beating around the bush. I'm a beautiful, spectacularly beautiful 25-year-old. I'm articulate and classy. I'm not from New York. I'm looking to get married to a guy who makes at least $500,000 a year. Are there any guys who make $500K or more on this board? Any wives? Could you send me some tips? I wouldn't be searching for these kind of guys if I wasn't able to match them in looks, culture, sophistication, and keeping a nice home and hearth. Yes, but you also can't apparently match them in income, which is what you want. Well, the answer, some guy wrote this back to her. And this was apparently written originally. It was in an article that was about finance. But anyway, somebody responds, I read your posting with great interest and have thought meaningfully about your dilemma. I offer you the following analysis of your predicament. Firstly, I'm not wasting your time. I qualify as a guy who fits your bill. That is, I make more than 500 grand per year. That said, here's how I see it. Your offer, from the perspective of a guy like me, is plain and simple, a crappy business deal. Here's why. Cutting through all the BS, what you suggest is a simple trade. You bring your looks to the party, and I bring my money. Fine. Simple. But here's the rub. Your looks will fade, and my money will likely continue into perpetuity. In fact, it's very likely that my income increases. It is an absolute certainty that you won't be getting any more beautiful. So in economic terms, you are a depreciating asset, and I am an earning asset. Not only are you a depreciating asset, your depreciation accelerates. Let me explain. You're 25 now and will likely stay pretty hot for the next 5 years, but less so each year. Then the fade begins in earnest. By 35, stick a fork in you. So in Wall Street terms, we would call you a trading position, not a buy and hold, hence the rub, marriage. It doesn't take a good business sense to buy you. It doesn't make a good business sense to buy you, which is what you're asking. So I'd rather lease. And I mention this because so many of you guys say, look, if it floats, if it flies, if it Fs, you lease it. You don't buy it. And depreciating asset. He says, in case you think I'm being cruel, I would say the following. If my money were to go away, so would you. So when your beauty fades, I want out. It's as simple as that. So a deal that makes sense is dating, not marriage. Separately, I was taught early in my career about efficient markets. So I wonder why a girl as articulate, classy, and spectacularly beautiful as you has been unable to find your sugar daddy. I find it hard to believe that you are as gorgeous as you say you are, that the 500K hasn't found you, if not only for a tryout. By the way, you could always find a way to make your own money, and then we wouldn't need to have this difficult conversation. With all that said, I must say that you're going about it the right way. You are a classic pump and a dump. I hope this is helpful, and if you ever want to enter into some sort of lease, let me know. And this is, again, another thing that's coming true for more and more men, and I have it in the dating profiles of the day I'm going to go over in a moment, is that women are saying, you know what, I'm hot. I have all the magic down here that you boys want, so come get it. And a guy looks and says, you are hot, but there are 4 billion more people that have the same assets you also have. Now, maybe they're not as attractive, maybe they're not as beautiful, maybe they don't come in as good a package, but they might also come with less attitude and entitlement and requirement. They might come with a good personality. They might come with a sense of humor. Maybe they won't come at all. And do I really want to give up half my fortune and half my career and half of everything, my earning potential and everything else in the rest of my life just for what's down there? A lot of guys today are saying no. It's really hard when you're in your 20s, fellas. I know. I was in my 20s. I had a girlfriend. We would hit sometimes 3, 4, 5 fun times in a day. I realize what that's like. But just about the time that women and men hit 35 or 40, for the guys at 35 or 40, that starts to fall off a little bit. You're not so crazy with it. Do we still enjoy it? Do we still look for it? Would we still like to date for it? Yes. But it is not the driving factor behind your life when you're 22. When you're 22, it's like, man, I want a nice car. I want an expensive looking watch. I want to look good. I want to hit the gym. I want a good job, fancy car, nice apartment. Why? For women. You center your life around women. But as men age and come into their money, that drive goes away. And as women get older, they still want the guy because now the guy has all the assets. Again, I'm just saying this stuff is not going away in 2021. It's going to get worse. Here's a dating profile, and here's how a very wise gentleman responded. I like it very much. This is from a Lauren, but it doesn't show her picture, so it doesn't really matter, and it doesn't show where she lives, so I didn't have to blur out the name. She says to a match on Bumble, which is a dating app, how is your evening? It's a must-have on my checklist to have a job, a house, and a car, and it's a must that you be 6 foot tall plus. He responds, hello, I meet all of those requirements. It is a must on my checklist that you have 9 months of cash reserves in case of an emergency, a debt-to-income ratio of less than 30%, and put at least 20% of your income into tax-advantaged retirement account. I also require C-cups or bigger. I think the whole swiping dating game would change real quick if instead of guys looking at a photo and they might see two kids, they might see 36, they might see all these different things, but they look and they go, she's hot, I would bang that. And so they swipe right. And what women think is, oh, he'd like to date me. No, not necessarily. It means he'd like to sleep with you. If men started looking at a dating profile and said, kids, and this matters to you. If it doesn't matter to you, then that's fine. Swipe right. But if you don't want kids, or you're a younger guy, or you make good money, and it says, oh, I don't have a job, or I'm a hairdresser, nothing against hairdressers, but you guys are crazy. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm a hairdresser. I have four kids. I'm red flag, red flag, red flag. If guys said, would I date this or nah, just hit it. If they'd say, I wouldn't date this, then swipe left. Because if you're swiping right just to get with it, she's not going to swipe. And all you're doing is feeding their egos. So I'm just putting that out there. If guys started swiping left on things they wouldn't date, the game would change, because women swipe left on things they won't date. And I want to sum up my little talk here today. I've read this before, but I want to read it again, because this is something that's hammering home on men all through 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21. 2021 is just going to hammer this home more for men. It's wise words by Bill Burr, comedian and actor. He says, realize that sleeping on a futon when you're 30 is not the worst thing. You know what's worse? Sleeping in a king bed next to a wife you're not really in love with, but for some reason you married and you got a couple of kids and you got a job you hate. You'll be laying there fantasizing about sleeping on a futon. There's no risk when you go after a dream. There's a tremendous amount to risk to playing it safe. Dating and getting married used to be the safe move, because you'd say, you know what, I'll get married. I've got a spouse, I've got kids, I got a family, I got a good job. It'll keep me grounded. I'll have someone to rely upon and be my strength, and she'll help me through hard times, and I'll help her through hard times, and we'll do this together because we love each other and we got this. There is no more we, it's you. Women will bail on you in a heartbeat. The 60 to 80% of the divorces filed by women. I know I talk about these statistics all the time, but if you're a first-time viewer, I want you to know why I say women will bail on you. There's a 50% divorce rate. 50% of their spouses, both men and women, cheat on each other. Start adding all that math up. Marriage is a guaranteed route to unhappiness. So if you're single, if you're struggling, if you're wondering, man, but I wanted some, you got a course correct for 2021. 2021 is not going to be any easier than 2020. It's going to be worse. You got round two. The new super bug is coming out, and more lockdowns. I'm never going to be able to fly over to Southeast Asia or go on my travels again, unless maybe I'm traveling from South Florida to North Florida, because they're talking about New York locking down, California, all this stuff. It's not going to just magically disappear. Now, of course, they're going to blame everything on the previous administration, because the current administration, and it doesn't matter who's coming in, the current administration of politicians always blame the last guys that came in, that no one's going to take accountability for this. But in the meantime, people are going to be drowning in inflation. They're going to be drowning in seeing all the news about how people are awful and this group versus that group. It's just getting wound up. 2020 was like a starter salad before you got to the main course. I'm not Nostradamus here, but I'm telling you, none of this is going away yet. Things are only going to go away when things get really bad. And then only the strong and the smart and the creative are going to survive. And I want that to be you guys. I want you guys to do better in 2021. If you want to buy that new video card for your computer, but your old one works well enough, save the money. You're going to need it. If you can look it into investing, me personally, I'm not so much hot on the stock market right now, but at least tuck in your cash away, investigate crypto. I'm not saying buy anything, but I own, I'm glad I purchased my coins when I did. Look at ways that you can better yourself, your health, your exercise, your finances. Save, somebody that makes $100,000 a year or someone that makes $100,000 a year but spends $95,000 a year on their big house and their big car, and they only get to save $5,000. But a guy that makes $35,000 a year and only spends $20,000 a year and he saves $15,000, that guy's ahead. I mean, now maybe you don't have as many assets, but I mean, as far as savings potential, guys, tighten up those wallets. Tighten up your choices in dating, if you date at all anymore. Tighten up on who you spend time with, who you spend your words on, who you respond to on social media, even if you're on social media. Got to tighten it up for 2021, fellas. This isn't going to get any better. And I'm not saying that as like I'm a negative Nancy or a negative Ned or whatever you want to call it. I'm just saying, you know, prepare for the worst, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Just keep preparing for the worst. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, here we have a gal, woman. She's 42, and in the photo, she's athletic. And from what I can see of the face, she's beautiful. So for 42, good on you, girl. If you told me you were 25, I probably would have believed it, at least in the photos. But here's the point. Her job, wise woman. So she's not comfortable saying what her job is. She says, FFS. So for you of those in the know, I'll start this right. It means for F's sake, FFS. Anyone real on here? Straight talker, get deleted as often as my knicker change. Man up. Now, what she means by that is I'm a straight talker, and apparently she gets removed from the app because she says things that people don't like and they report her for it. And what's her answer to that? I'm going to correct my language or my attitude. She's going to tell you to man up, quit reporting her for being an awful person. She says, I don't suffer fools. I'm a wise northern woman. I do like class. It's okay to swear. Height 5'7". Blunt as they come and a joker beware. Oh, she's telling me specifically, joker beware. Don't worry, I already am. Blunt as they come and a joker beware. None humor, swipe left. Guess that's English. No rebounds or negative blokes. And I have to say blokes, but if you're in Australia, it's what you call all your best friends when you're making fun of them a bit. It's the C word. I'm not interested in your Instagram, nor do I care to follow. I'm aware my black dress would look good on your bedroom floor. I live in blank, not far from blank. Before you ask me where I come from, let me share it. It's my mother's womb. Now, girls, a lot of guys will swipe right on you when you have this profile because they look in the picture and they go, I would like to see her without clothing. Yoink. And they'll swipe, just hoping that somehow they match. It's like fishing. You just keep throwing a bunch of lines out there and reeling it in, hoping something bites. That's how guys are on these dating apps. Not all men, but a lot of men. So guys will swipe and she'll be like, oh, look at all these matches or look at all this attention I get. The fact is not one of them would ever date you long term. They just want to take you to the bedroom, and they probably would even do it if you're an insufferable bee, because men are like that. But it feeds her ego and it makes her, she's going to be like this when she's 72, 82, whatever. It's not going to happen for you. That's why she says it's FFS. Is anyone real on here? Because the guys that she probably wants to keep getting attention from are losers to her. And the ones that are the super hot guys that get all the attention, they're probably scam accounts now. Because not that many super awesome good-looking men exist, and if they do, they're not on dating apps. I'm just saying. And my last dating profile of the day. She's 22. She says, I'm a single mom of soon-to-be four. Shocking. So that means she's got three and a bun on the oven, and she's on a dating app. This tells you that these women are not mentally stable enough or sound enough or financially well enough to be on their own. While the guy that just got her in the motherly way is still closing the front door, she's on a dating app. She says, I'm a divorced. Maybe it was a husband that left her. She's 22, mom-to-be of number four, and she's divorced. Now, I know that there's 9 months gestation period for a kiddo, and I think you're supposed to wait 3 months until you start having the bedroom fun again, That pretty much means maybe she got married at 18, successively popped out a kid every year until 22, and then got divorced. There's enough red flag material here to cover half of New York State. She says, I wouldn't mind a date. I am a BBW, parentheses, fat. Whatever makes you happy to call me. I'm not skinny in any means. If you're a chubby chaser, then message me. In other words, if you're a chubby chaser, which is fine. You fellas, some of you guys like the pushing and the cushion and the more loving. Hey, I'm okay with that. You do you. But let me amend this. If you're a chubby chaser and you're really okay with every red flag that could possibly be waved in front of you to go away or else you're in deep trouble. If you're a chubby chaser, then message me. If not, then don't bother. I always look better in pics than in person. So now she is telling you whatever you see here is definitely better than what's going to show up for our date. She says, I do get busy. Please respect that, please. Or she says, I do get busy. Respect that, please. I do have a life and will always put that first. Kid's father is around, so yeah. If you're swiping 10, oh, so if you're a, wait, gosh. She's written this very difficult to read. I do have a life and will always put that first. Kid's father is around, so yeah. If you're a 10, then I'll ask you if you're ill for swiping on me. I'm emotionally damaged. Not into hookups. Now, guys, here's the thing. Some of you users send these to me, and I edit them down, and I take out information, and I resize them, okay? I resize them so they'll fit on the webpage. I see nothing that is, and I have personally come across ones that are like this. As a matter of fact, I just signed up for Bumble again. I can't do Tinder. I can't. It's just too much of a hot mess, and it makes me hate humanity. But I did sign up for Bumble, and I have a couple already that I'm going to be sharing at some point. These are real, guys. I know you keep asking, but people do not sit here and make these things up. They exist. I've seen them. I know you have seen them. If you haven't, sign up for Tinder. Just swipe left on anything. Don't get sucked into thinking you're ever going to get a match, even if you are a great guy. Not going to happen. You're just going to feed their egos. This is it, guys. This is the truth. This stuff exists, and I've seen it. You guys are sending me these profiles. It all exists. Guys, I'm going to leave it there. I was going to remove my Instagram and delete it permanently because they now say that they get permissions to look at your contacts on a phone and they're okay at checking your IP address and everything. I actually have this video that you're watching now is recorded on one of my phones. I have a second burner phone that I have that I installed Instagram with and I installed my Bumble with. It's just a cheap burner phone. For like, I think it was $40 or something like that. So I am going to keep my Instagram. So if you still want to reach out to me there, I'll still be there for you guys. And I don't know if I'll post pictures up there anymore or not. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And I mean that. I'll slow down and thank you very much for you guys that have donated in, chipped in. I really do appreciate it. I don't have time to write a personalized message to all of you that do. I do read your comments on your donations. I thank you very much. And if you haven't done that support and you're still this far into the video, hit a thumbs up. It is free. It helps me in the algorithms. I know everybody asks for one, but hey, if you like 45 minutes of a video for you, just hit the thumbs up. I appreciate it. I always do. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. 2021 going downhill. Guys, we're not at the bottom yet. We got a little ways to go. Just prepare for it. Be smart. Be wise. Be ready. That's all I'm saying.